Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Fool's Paradise by John Gearock, narrated by Mike Chamberlain. You can't say enough about fishing. Though the sport of kings, it's just what the deadbeat ordered. Thomas McGuane. 1. Trips. The truth about fishing trips is that they're often more about where you go and how you get there than about what you catch. Not really about the fishing at all, in other words, although without it, you wouldn't have gone in the first place. You naturally plan your trip for when you think the fishing will be at its best and try to make the most painless travel arrangements, aiming at what you hope will be a satisfying narrative arc that begins and ends in your own driveway. But the earmark of every fishing trip is still uncertainty. If it weren't, why even go? However you travel, there are questions that go unasked, because they're unanswerable, but that hover there in the middle distance nonetheless. If you're driving, will your pickup break down? If not, will it make it up the last pitch on that four-wheel drive road? If you're flying, will your flight leave on time, or at all? Will your checked gear arrive at the same place you do? And if not, will someone have a spare rod you can borrow? The airlines say they'll deliver your luggage to you if it comes in late, but they're picturing a hotel near the airport. I still remember my relief when a guy from Air Canada finally delivered my fly rods to me in the lobby of a hotel in Halifax at 2 in the morning. By the end of the next day...